to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we look at district heating. The system produces heat in a large plant, which is then sent to buildings through a network of underground pipelines. Yvonne Murphy, CEO of the Irish District Energy Association, says while the model is not common in Ireland, it is used in European cities like Copenhagen and Stockholm.
It's often coined as central heating for towns and cities. So what's meant by that is if you think of your central heating system in your house, a boiler or some such will heat water and send it around through pipes around your house. Imagine that on a very large scale. So large insulated pipes under the ground, which are fed with hot water that's heated to an agreed temperature at a central energy centre and pumped to buildings within the network. So very similar to the way the gas network would deliver gas to different buildings, whether it be homes or commercial buildings. Instead of having gas, it's hot water that you're pumping. So it's one of those things that's really, really flexible because anything can be used to heat the water. Anything that can heat water, it can work for district energy, basically. So you're not tied to one particular commodity or another. You can actually use a range of different heat mechanisms simultaneously on a district energy system. So when we think about the last few years where there's been a real crunch around gas and oil and commodities like that, because of different kind of instability with Ukraine and different, you know, geopolitical pressures, we are very tied to those commodities where, say, we're reliant on them. But with district energy, you can use decarbonized sources of heat to heat the water that then will be pumped towards the building. So, for example, it could be that it's renewable electricity, for example, using electric boilers or large heat pumps. You could use, you know, biofuels. The range of different renewable sources it can be plugged into these systems and used. And what's really fantastic about it is that it can also offer a storage solution. So, you know, when it comes to our decarbonisation, one of the things that we have a difficulty with in Ireland is that we've really strong availability of renewables, right? So whether it be solar or wind in particular. But we've so much available when the wind is blowing, when the sun is shining, that we can't capture it all. And so storage becomes our issue because we can't use all the energy that's available. But with district energy systems, what you can do is you can use very, very large tanks. So, you know, a lot bigger than your domestic hot water tank, but the same principle to heat the water and use it later. Or you can actually use pits that are dug into the ground and specifically engineered. They're highly insulated and, you know, they might be the size of several football fields, and that will be filled with just water that's heated. So, for example, you can heat an entire one of those pits with a solar array during the summer and feed that into the system during the winter. So in terms of decarbonisation, what it does is it allows us to use different sources of decarbonised heat to heat the water, and it also allows us to store energy that otherwise wouldn't necessarily be able to be used. So it's a really great linking technology when it comes to decarbonising our heat.
She believes there are a number of benefits to district heating.
I think that piece around storage is very much around being efficient, right? And the more efficient you are with the energy system, the better the benefit in terms of the consumer's pocket. So, you know, if you've got an efficient system that's using heat that otherwise would be dissipated into the atmosphere, like, for example, there is a district energy system in Tala that has just come online in the last year. And the Amazon Web Services data center that's local to there is providing heat free from the data center, because obviously data centers have to be cooled. And when you're cooling something, you're pulling the heat out of it. And so that heat is being recovered and sent in to heat the water to go into people's homes and to different buildings in that locale. So when you're using something that otherwise isn't being used, or for example, if you're capturing renewable energy that's abundant, you're going to be capturing when it's at its cheapest. But also what it can do is it can help to flatten the curve when it comes to the demand on things like electricity, because if we're able to use heat when it's very, very abundant, or capture it when it's very abundant and then deploy it when there would be pressure on the system, it means that we never get to those high peaks that cost us all the money. So it improves efficiency. And then also that will have a knock on in terms of affordability. And all of this works together to help in terms of the environmental and sustainability piece. So it's kind of, it's one of those, you know, rare moments where the finance helps the environmental, which helps the social.
She says the system will be one that will be used in Ireland in the future.
It's planned to be one of the major ways for us to decarbonize our heating structure. So if you look at, for example, the Climate Action Plan, so there was a new iteration of that, the 2024 plan, but it, you know, from previous ones, particularly the 2023 plan, it sets out that basically there's going to be two different forms of heating that we're going to become reliant on by 2050, and they are either heat pumps or district energy. And so, you know, each technology has its own niche where it will work incredibly well and needs to be leaned on. So when it comes to heat pumps, for example, we as a sector would rely on very large industrial heat pumps, for example, to create that decarbonized heat that can heat the water. But individual heat pumps for homes and that kind of thing works much better kind of on the individual, say, you know, kind of low density homes rather than in cities and in towns. District energy has been identified by government as the way of decarbonizing cities and towns because it works best, is cheapest, is most efficient where you have a lot of heat demand in one place. So, you know, that density really is where you're going to see the district heating options kind of coming in rather than on, you know, standalone houses. Or small numbers of houses or small villages and that sort of thing. So, you know, when it comes to our energy future, what I always think is that there's no silver bullet. There's no one solution to everything, but rather we're all kind of part of the mix of solutions. And district energy, it will be a large player in terms of heat and in terms of energy storage, but obviously not the only one. So, for example, heat pumps as well, but I would envision it taking up a large proportion, if not 50% or more, of the heat demand in Ireland by 2050.
She says that it can be rolled out to any area in the country.
It's really important that people understand that, you know, cities and towns doesn't necessarily have to only mean Dublin, because it is one of the bugbears. You know, I'm based in Cork myself and from Kildare, but I do have an affinity for Dublin. And it's just that idea that, you know, it's one dimensional, that it would be just one part of the country that would get it. That isn't the case with district energy. So anywhere with high heat demand. So like even just looking at, we have on our website, districtenergy.ie, we have a thing called the Heat Atlas, which, you know, you can go onto the Heat Atlas and have a look at what the heat demand is in your particular area, or say what waste heat sources might exist in your particular area. So like places like, you know, Tullamore, Mullingar, Athlone, Port Laoise, those kinds of towns would be of the right size to actually kind of to warrant the creation of these networks. So what we're trying to filter out into the consciousness is that it doesn't have to be, you know, a very, very large city, but rather once it has that density of heat demand, and for example, you know, an anchor load, so maybe a public building, maybe a swimming pool, that sort of thing, to really kind of, you know, establish the network. So it can then evolve and develop and expand to incorporate various different buildings, houses and whatnot. Then you're onto a winner. So in terms of it, it's certainly kind of, you know, you do have the establishment of networks like the Tala District Energy Network in Dublin, because of course Dublin's big and it's got those kind of demands. But this wouldn't work as a solution if it was solely going to solve the decarbonisation problems of one, you know, pocket of the country. It only works because it works in places with high heat demand, like your towns and your cities, and particularly the way the technology has evolved and developed. It's become more and more feasible for that. So it's absolutely something that should be made available and will be made available over the coming decades. in those sorts of towns as well as Dublin.
For more information on district heating, see ourstoprotect.ie or there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.